Michael Popak, Legal AF. Alexander Smirnoff has been indicted related to false statements against Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, alleging that they are involved in a bribery scandal and took $5 million of payments when they weren't. You'll know a lot about Alexander Smirnoff when I'm done with this hot take. And I'm sure that James Comer, who is the MAGA head of the Oversight Committee, wishes that you didn't know anything about him, because the entire basis for the investigation against Joe Biden, the entire basis for the indictment, frankly, has been Alexander Smirnoff's statement to the FBI. And when the statements are given to the FBI, they're put on a form. That form has a number. The number is 1023. I'm going to talk a lot about form 1023, which MAGA has waved around, and Senator Grassley of Iowa released to the public, even though the FBI said we can't trust the informant. And he eventually got indicted for lying to the FBI. This is the type of evidence that MAGA is relying upon when they say that Joe Biden is corrupt. In fact, let's talk a little bit about Alexander Smirnoff, and then I'm going to go to the actual statements made by MAGA, by James Comer, last year to kind of frame where we are, where we're at, and again, that the MAGA are relying on fake and false information and informants that are now been indicted. In fact, Alexander Smirnoff has been indicted by David Weiss. David Weiss is the special counsel appointed by Merrick Garland, who's the lead special counsel over Hunter Biden. This came up because, as an offshoot of the Hunter Biden investigation, they found a criminally lying Alexander Smirnoff. You may remember that Alexander Smirnoff is also involved with a bribery or an illegal foreign donation to Truth Social, the media company owned by Donald Trump. Another $5 million that came through Paxum Bank, as reported by a whistleblower for Truth Social, Will Wilkerson. Are you following? I'm going to tie it all together on this hot take. Let's start with Alexander Smirnoff and the statements made, false statements made by James Comer, that all of MAGA is a Twitter about and has been relying on since last year. Let's roll the clip of Comer on Fox Business.
But one point that is so interesting to me, interesting quote unquote, is that Burisma wanted to come into the U.S. energy business one way or another, and this prosecutor in Ukraine was standing in the way. So what do? They go after flat out bribery to the Bidens, who were in power at the time as vice president. I mean, to me, that rings so clearly. There's motive here, which thanks to Brooks' reporting, I hadn't heard before.
Yeah, what the motive was, Larry, was they were wanting to enter into the U.S. energy market through an IPO. And they felt like they couldn't conduct an initial public offering if they were under investigation for corruption in Ukraine. So that's what it all pertained to. That's where the supposed bribe happened. That's why it happened, because they wanted to get rid of the prosecutor and try to clear up their name and have a Biden on the board so that they could do an initial public offering to try to show credibility as they try to expand the market. They also wanted to buy an existing energy company, and I believe it was in Texas, but I don't know the name of the company. So that was their whole business model, that to get their foot in the door, buy a company and do an IPO.
Everything that James Comer just said is a lie. Everything is incorrect. Everything that the host Kudlow said is incorrect and fabricated, because everything that Alexander Smirnoff, 41 years old, told the FBI and that was reflected in the Form 1023 witness statement is a lie. And he's now been indicted as a result. The two-count indictment, one for false statement, which we call 18 U.S.C., United States Code 1001 charge, and a 1519 charge for fake record. The story that Alexander Smirnoff told, and the heavy emphasis here is on story, a fake story, is that sometime in 2020, he reported to the FBI that Burisma paid Hunter Biden, and Hunter Biden was on the board of this energy company in Ukraine, but paid Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, okay, while he was either vice president or about to be president, $5 million each, $10 million to stop criminal investigations of Burisma by a Ukrainian prosecutor, which was being supported by the United States. Only problem with that timeline is wrong, because by the time the conversations were made with Smirnoff with Hunter Biden. It was after Joe Biden had left the vice presidency, so he had no position of power. And it was after the special prosecutor had already been in Ukraine, had already been dismissed. So it couldn't possibly have been linked to that. And he kept changing his story in conversations with the FBI. He originally told the FBI in 2017 that Burisma was trying to have a IPO, an initial public offering, to go public, have their company go on the stock exchange. And that was in 2017. 3 years later, he completely changed the story, dumped all over the Biden family, claimed falsely that Joe Biden was involved in a bribery scandal, which MAGA ran with, including on Fox News that you just saw, and is at the heart of their impeachment investigation against Joe Biden. All of that has proven by the special counsel and by the FBI to be false. Now, Smirnoff also, through another contact, another relationship of Putin, Anton Postolnikov is a friend of Putin and has a bank that he controls called Paxim Bank. Paxim Bank made a $5 million payment to Truth Social, Donald Trump's organization. So Smirnoff is busy trying to bribe his way out of whatever situation he's in. The problem with his 1023, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. As I get older, I realize more and more that the relationships that I've cultivated with my dearest friends and family members are the most important relationships in my life. It hasn't always been an easy road, but with love, determination, and a lot of work, I've been able to become the best version of myself, for me and for those closest to me. I've personally benefited from therapy myself. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's for everyone, because what you're going through matters. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/LegalAF today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/LegalAF. I'm going to move to Chuck Grassley next. Chuck Grassley, a senator on the Foreign Relations Committee, released the 1023 of the witness statement, the false witness statement of Smirnoff, in order to, no pun intended, to smear Joe Biden and Hunter Biden over the objection of the FBI, because they knew it was probably false at the time. He did it anyway. Let's go to a clip of Chuck Grassley and why he released the 1023.
Senator, let me stop you there. You just said you read the document, is that right?
Yes.
And what did it say?
Well, I'm not going to characterize it. We're going to make it public when they get it delivered to us. But if he would read it, he would know that all the excuses that he's giving us, that he wants to protect sources, and that's important to protect sources, but that's not an issue with this document the way I read it, and he ought to come forth. They've got to produce this document. You know, they're up against what the Durham report has said about the shortcomings and the political bias of the FBI, and this is just one more example of them not being forthcoming to the public, because the public's business ought to be public, and there's no reason for an unclassified document to be held in secret.
Senator, how damning is this document to the sitting U.S. president?
Well, it's I don't know that, and that's what we need.
But you've read it.
I read it. Let's put it this way. There's accusations in it, but it's not for me to make a judgment about whether these accusations are accurate or not. It's up to my job to make sure the FBI is doing their job. And that's what this is all about, as far as I'm concerned. Public's business ought to be public.
So you got this biofeedback loop, this echo chamber created by MAGA. They take a false statement. The Comer repeats it on Fox News. Chuck Grassley releases the actual statement, and then has another statement about it. And then it's just this biofeedback loop of BS to try to distort the story and lie to the American people. There's no other way to put this. So the reality is that Smirnoff was a liar. Smirnoff has been caught. He's been indicted. He's going to be extradited from Las Vegas, where he's picked up off a international flight, and he's going to be sent to the Central District of California for prosecution. But that's not going to stop MAGA, because already Comer has changed his tune, and now he says that the investigation, the impeachment investigation into Biden, is not based on Smirnoff's 1023 report to the FBI. It's based on other bank account information that they received later. We know from the earlier clip I showed you that that's a bald-faced lie. That is a bald-faced lie. The entire impeachment proceeding started based on informants, lying informants like this one. Let's show a clip of Comer saying that it's no longer relying on the 1023. Let's play that clip.
Okay. Mr. Abate, I'd like to have you describe for me the process and procedure that the FBI should normally follow when receiving criminal allegations from a trusted FBI source that an office holder engaged in bribery. For example, if the allegations include reference to evidence that would prove or disprove the bribery scheme, would standard procedure, operating procedure, require the FBI to seek out that evidence?
Senator, in any instance where we receive information, an allegation, or a complaint, you know, we apply the standards on the Attorney General guidelines and our DIOG, and determine whether the information received, the allegation, the complaint meets the threshold for the opening of an investigation. We consult appropriately with our field office, with our program management elements at headquarters, with our Office of General Counsel. And then we take it from there based on the information, whether it meets the standard.
So that's the investigation process that should have been followed with respect to the 1023. Apparently that process wasn't followed. For the sake of restoring credibility, the FBI must explain itself sooner rather than later.
So let me bring it home here in this hot take. We've got Alexander Smirnoff having been investigated by the FBI and the special counsel. David Weiss, special counsel for Hunter Biden, also in doing his job, determined with the FBI that, and the grand jury now indicting Alexander Smirnoff for lying about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, claiming that they took $5 million apiece in bribe money from Burisma when they knew or should have known that was totally untrue. In fact, Lev Parnas, who's on the Midas Touch Network as well, and a former colleague of Rudy Giuliani, who spent a little time in jail himself, he reports that he had a conversation with the CEO of Burisma, Mykola Zlakevsky, and Zlakevsky told Parnas he denied everything that Smirnoff had said. He said there was no intent by Burisma to ever bribe anybody, nor to have an initial public offering. So there's always been information hanging out there in the environment that denies what Smirnoff said. That didn't stop MAGA from using it to their advantage. We'll continue to follow, even on vacation, matters of importance here on the Midas Touch Network at the intersection of law, politics, and justice. And on our show, Legal AF, that leading show at the intersection of law, politics, and justice every Wednesday and Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and then on audio podcast platforms of your choice. So until my next hot take, until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.